Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. There was king cake in the break room. I don't know why we call it a break room, because nobody, you know, nobody's hanging out in there. You ever take a break back there? You ever go sit in the break room for a break?
No, the break room is a cursed space.
No, I know. It's there. I mean, there's like a bar there with chairs where you can sit and take a break, but there's nobody in there taking a break. But sometimes there's food in there, and right now they've got king cake back there. And this time of year, man, people are always bringing us king cake, and I think that's awesome. This is from Pigeon Catering, and it's king cake made, the piece that I just had is made from the flavors of Big Easy Whiskey. And I'm not a whiskey drinker, but I can tell you that that king cake is really moist and really good. And that's the key. Sometimes king cake can be dry.
Yeah.
But you got to have that moist king cake. It's got to be moist. That's the key. But it was really good. And this time of year, you know, we're always getting king cake delivered, which is really a benefit of being in this business.
Yeah, I like them when they're moist.
Yeah.
Let's say moist a few more times.
Well, it's such a fun word. It's moist.
Not flaky.
You know, there's a name for words that sound like what they are.
Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia. That's it. That's
boom.
The word.
Home run, baby.
Onomatopoeia.
Boom. Check mark for today.
Now, how many shows across this nation used the word onomatopoeia during their show today? None. I thought that's what I said. Onomatopoeia. Yeah.
I'm not going to say what I thought you said. It's onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia. All right. So, but moist, you know, kind of sounds like what it is, moist. If something is moist, it's moist. And, you know, some people don't like that word.
Yeah. Anyway. This segment's for you guys.
Yeah. So anyway, there's some people who like it. It's good when some things are
moist.
All right, we have a new mayor, Helena Moreno. She was sworn in by former Vice President Kamala Harris at the Sanger yesterday, and that has created some controversy. And it seems like any controversy surrounding this is stirred up by people who just make politics too big a part of their lives. Now, I'm not telling you what to be interested in. If you want to make politics that big a part of your life, that's fine. But admit that you define your life by your politics, because I just don't think this is a big deal. This doesn't, in my opinion, reflect on Helena Moreno. And I heard some calls earlier. I had a doctor's appointment, so I came into the show late. Ian was on the air with Coleman. I appreciate the guys hanging out while I finished up this doctor appointment. And so I heard some people, you know, making it seem like, well, you know, I like Helena Moreno, but I don't like that she had Kamala Harris. And it brought up all of these thoughts from the election and Joe Biden. Why did Joe Biden select her? I mean, why even bring that up? I mean, who the hell cares? And then somebody was arguing something like, well, you know, they brought her in because she was a black female. Okay, so Republicans select white men from certain districts because they want the electoral votes from that district. So Republicans do the exact same thing. They might pick a white guy over a female of color, but they still go through the same process. They're not necessarily picking the best candidate. They're picking the person that they think is best. For our current vice president, it seems like one of the reasons that the president selected him was because he suddenly went from being anti-Trump to being pro-Trump. And so supporting him was kind of maybe a payback for him supporting the president. It wasn't about him being the best one. I mean, they'll always tell you this is the best person to be president, but they don't really mean it. So anyway, the fact that controversy has erupted from Kamala Harris and people still mispronounce her name because they have been indoctrinated, brainwashed by right-wing conservative media. And it's, it's fascinating to watch this trend across the country. Let me tell you, America is changing. And if you are having feelings of change, you are not alone. You are part of what I am seeing as a much bigger movement in this country. And I'll be talking more about that as time goes on. So stay tuned to our show, because you're only going to get that conversation right here on this show. But it just seems like that's just a nothing conversation. Helena Moreno is who she is. And the fact that Kamala Harris was selected to swear her in because they're friends, I just think we're trying to create a false sense of politics being the most important factor, or looking for politics in everything rather than just accepting the moment as it is. We're going to get back to your calls and text here in just a moment. Representative Randy Fine, Republican from Florida, has introduced a bill to give the president authorization to take the steps that may be necessary to annex Greenland. He says, huge news today. I am proud to introduce the Greenland Annexation and Statehood Act, a bill that allows the president to find the means necessary to bring Greenland into the Union, trying to make Greenland part of the United States. So this is going to be fun to talk about. And hey, another incredible wild card playoff game last night in Pittsburgh. You know, yesterday we did an instant SOTA text off, and our audience said in the text off said that the Steelers were going to beat the Texans. And, you know, I understand that. I mean, you know, it wasn't unreasonable to think the Steelers would win, but I didn't think they were going to win. And I just didn't think that Aaron Rodgers, you know, had it all together. So I had to disagree with the audience and say yesterday I thought the Texans were going to beat the Steelers, and the Texans did beat the Steelers 30-6. But I'll tell you, the Texans quarterback, C.J. Stroud, man, he tried to give that game away to the Steelers, but he didn't. And now the playoffs are set, and you know, the teams that won the wild card games, any one of those teams that won the wild card games could go on and win the Super Bowl. And that's not always the case. All right, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Zoe in New Orleans. Zoe, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to WWL.
Hello.
Hey, Zoe.
Yeah, I just, that call from earlier, it messed with me, because people always love to mispronounce Kamala Harris's name. It's a racial microaggression, and yeah. Republicans have been doing it for years, using names, not using names, because Nikki Haley and Ted Cruz, they both don't use their government or legal names on the campaign trail, but only Kamala Harris gets flack for her name. And
well, mispronouncing Kamala Harris's name, calling her Kamala, just proves brainwashing from the right-wing media, and the people who mispronounce her name do it because the right-wing media wanted to dismiss her and discredit her. And, you know, mispronouncing somebody's name is kind of a put-down. I believe the caller's name was Daryl, so I thought that it would be fair to refer to Daryl as Darrell. I mean, why don't we mispronounce his name? I mean, it's kind of stupid. It's kind of a passive aggressive thing to do. But if anybody wants to know how to pronounce somebody's name, they can figure it out, or they just on purpose mispronounce her name as a way of degrading her. And there are people who are offended by a person of color and a female being in the position of running for president.
It's just a historic thing of this othering us versus them thing in the United States. It just, the idea of a black woman in power intimidates them.
It does. It does. In fact, the idea of women in power actually intimidates a lot of African-American men.
Yes, we saw that after the election and like the movement of men out of the Democratic Party or not voting for Kamala Harris, out of the norm for black people, which is about 80% black people usually voting towards the Democratic Party, which was interesting of an occurrence, but it's just sexism in America and racism in America has become...
Well, Zoe, you're right.
And,
you know, I don't know. I don't know why men can't. And I'm talking in general because a lot of men do, and I do, and a lot of men respect competent, powerful women. Now, I don't mean women who are like the epitome of the B word, but I mean women who are confident and smart. A lot of men are intimidated. I have some smart female friends who tell me that they have a difficult time, you know, meeting men, hooking up with men, getting dates because they're all confident and very smart. And I think a lot of men are intimidated by that. I find it to be very sexy. I mean, I find beauty and stupidity to not be very sexy, but, you know, that's me. Well, Zoe, I appreciate the call, and thank you for listening to our show. Let's go to Daniel in New Orleans. Daniel, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my issue with Daryl was he wanted to question her qualifications, but if you look at the Trump administration, a lot of them came from media, like Bongino and Hegseth.
Well, in defense of that, those people had credibility, and that's what caused them to be hired by the media. They had lives, they had a resume, and that's why media hired them. So they weren't just people that grew up in the media. I mean, they did have a resume before they got in the media. That's why they got in the media. So some of those people are qualified beyond just being in the media.
Yeah, I get that, but with Daryl, it was like he was just ignoring everything she did. Because initially Trump wanted that representative from Florida to be his AG before he selected Pam Bondi. And I'm just like, that's like me all saying about Clarence Thomas. He went to one of the highest ranked schools in America, but during that time he went and got his JD. A lot of firms still had their very conservative founders in place, and they weren't going to hire somebody like Clarence because all they saw was black.
Well,
ANC.
The call from that guy Daryl, he did speak for a lot of people, and they don't realize it, but they're racist. They can't see somebody of color. They can't see somebody who's a female being equal to them, and white men in particular. Now, again, this is not all white men by any means, but it's far too many as far as I'm concerned. A lot of white men think that they should be the boss and they should be in charge just because they're white men, that they shouldn't have to earn it, that they're automatically should be perceived as being leaders, as being in charge because they're white men. And they look for reasons to discredit people of color and females because they think white men should own it all. Daniel, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Your calls. Also, we're going to go to Ian and get some of your text messages coming up. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2003, British police arrested WHO guitarist Pete Townshend. They were involved in a sting operation on child pornography. And they found out that Pete Townshend had been downloading indecent images of children, had been searching these images of children. Pete Townshend claimed he was doing research for an upcoming book dealing with his own experience with sexual abuse. He was placed on a sexual offenders registry for 5 years. And, you know, clearly there are some people who are unfortunately labeled child pornographers when they might just be trying to look up information. You know, if I'm going to do a topic on child pornography, I have never done it, but I might look up child pornography to see exactly what it is. Well, if somebody sees that I'm looking up child pornography, they don't know whether it's for me personally or if it's me for my work and the show. So I can see where that can be a problem for some people. And Pete Townsend was, you know, working on a book. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. You are listening to WWL.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A very sad day on the Scoot on the Air calendar. On this day in 1979, Donny Hathaway committed suicide at the age of 33, jumping off the balcony of his 15th floor room at the Essex Hotel in New York City. The Essex Hotel is right on the threshold of Central Park. There's no way you're not going to get a lot of attention jumping out of a room at the Essex House. So Donny Hathaway obviously wanted a lot of attention, and so sad that he decided to get attention in that way, doing that. I'm Scoot on the Air, glad you're with us. How long on this show have I been talking about the city of New Orleans neglecting New Orleans East? Any of you who have been listening to this show for a long time, including the guy that I saw last night, I was picking up something at Raisin Cane's last night for a friend of mine, and this guy who was in line, I was walking by, and he goes, "Hey, Scoot, listen to your show every day." Hey, man, I appreciate that. Those of you who have been listening for a long time know that I talk a lot about New Orleans East and how it has been neglected by mayors of New Orleans. Mayor Helena Moreno kicked off her citywide lighting improvement lights on event. Where? In New Orleans East. Mayor, good move. A lot of voters out there, and it's just a shame that New Orleans East has been treated like a stepchild for so many years. And Cantrell was among the people who didn't pay as much attention as she should have to New Orleans East. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages, and then we're going to hit up with some of your calls.
Yeah, we've been talking about sexism and politics. Here's a text that says, "As a male nurse that's worked in the field for 30 years with women being in charge of everything, I can understand why nobody wants to vote for them. The way of thinking, the irrationality is very common."
I don't even know how to respond to that. You know, I've had female bosses in my life. Diane Newman is my supervisor. She's a woman. Diane Cridlin was a woman who hired me in Philadelphia, and I work for her. I've worked for females. I find many men to be just as irrational as females.
100%. I mean, that's the immediate thing that I think is like, it's of course there are irrational women. Are there more irrational women than irrational men? I need to see the receipts for that.
Yeah.
Because I kind of doubt it off the top of the dome, but maybe that's just my conditioning. But this hypothesis from this texter especially does not hold up. When you look around the rest of the world, man, you know how many other countries have elected female leaders that were popular and effective presidents and prime ministers? And I'm not even talking about the developed world like Italy and Germany. Pakistan had a female prime minister like 30 years ago. In a majority Muslim country, yeah, that's super socially, you know, theologically conservative as hell. Hard to imagine a more hostile environment for a female politician, yeah, than that. And that woman got elected in Pakistan twice, Liberia, Indonesia. There are half a dozen countries,
you know, and
developing countries, India, that had female presidents and prime ministers.
Yeah.
Decades ago. And what is it about American women that turns you off, male voter?
Yeah, I still think, you know, and a lot of people don't want to admit it, but there's still a lot of intrinsic sexism in America. Margaret Thatcher worked with Ronald Reagan, and they together helped bring down the wall and brought an end to communism. Golda Meir, Israel, in Germany, they've had female leaders. So, yeah, I don't know why this is such a big deal in New Orleans. I mean, in America.
Here's a text that says, let's ask the listeners who were against Kamala Harris swearing in Helena how they feel about Trump calling Elizabeth Warren to ask her how to best lower interest rates and create affordable housing. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's it's funny. At best, it's funny.
That's just one of those headlines that you just read it and you're like, I know I'm tripping.
Yeah.
The president called Elizabeth Warren to say, we need some help with the affordability issue. Pocahontas, really would like your advice. If you could send over a couple of smoke signals. A slideshow so we could figure out the best way to lower. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I know. That was amazing.
So weird, right? I'll leave you with this one. Here's a text that says, hey, I'm not sure if it's been mentioned, but Helena Moreno was Kamala Harris's presidential campaign chairperson for the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, and they're friends. And so, you know, why not? But why bring, I don't understand why people bring so much politics into that, because it's not like Kamala Harris is going to be part of the government of New Orleans. They were friends, and she had this friend swear her in. And Kamala Harris, whether you want to admit it or not, she is an accomplished woman. And maybe you should take a look at your own resume and compare it to Kamala Harris's resume, and maybe you wouldn't be so quick to criticize Kamala Harris. I wrote a blog about Helena Moreno, and it's titled, Mayor Moreno Can Ignite a Positive Attitude in New Orleans. And it's posted on our website, WWL.com. It's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, where you can read it and comment on it there. And I do respond to as many comments as I can. Let's go to Homa and RJ. You're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on, RJ.
Hey, man. What's happening?
Life as we know it, RJ.
I hear you. I would just call it this Scoot, right?
Yeah.
Sound different on it. But anyway, first thing I want to say is, y'all funny, bro. I like your sense of humor. That's the best part of y'all's show to me.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
But anyway.
That's the part that I like most about the show, is having a little fun.
Now, I would say this. I don't think America's as racist as y'all say it. I think if you put a black conservative woman, like, say, Condoleezza Rice, when she was, you know, she probably would never run or not, or somebody like that, you'd be surprised how many white men, conservative, would vote for her.
RJ, I agree with you, but then why would so many white men be critical of Kamala Harris because she's black? Why would they dismiss her because she's black and because she's a woman? Because you're absolutely right, RJ.
I think it's her politics more. To me, it's all about politics. Politics, you know, and the main reason I called the other day, I mean, I don't know why people hate Trump as much. I never did, was a fan of Trump's. I never watched him, but his, I agree with a lot of what he does. Even with ICE, you know, I agree with a lot of what he does. But, you know, the other day you called that lady Pam, Botox, Bondi or whatever. That's the same to me as Trump calling somebody Miss Piggy. You know what I'm saying? Like, name calling.
Yeah. Look, I understand. I think it was Kristi Noem I referred to as Kristi Botox Noem. She's I'm just calling her out because I think she's got a little too much Botox in her lips, but you know, that's my opinion. You know. And I don't know what else she's got going on. I don't know, maybe there's some silicone in there somewhere too.
But I mean some of the stuff they doing, you gotta admit, is good policy, some of it, you know. But at this point, no matter, I mean, like, Trump could take out the Venezuela drug lord and bring him to America, and that's wrong, anything he does. But if it was a Democratic guy that did it,
you know, no, I understand. I get it.
It's policy.
No, you're right. I mean, a lot of people would not accept anything good that the president does. And I would applaud trying to shut down the drug trade from Venezuela. I don't know if he needs to take over the country and brag about being the president of Venezuela. So there's some things that we can agree with and disagree with. RJ, I appreciate the call. I've got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to your calls when we come back. Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. This was the first song to have a video to reach 10 billion views on YouTube. I mean, think of all the great songs out there. This was the first video to reach 10 billion views on YouTube. And it happened on this day in 2022. Baby Shark was the first video to reach 10 billion views on YouTube. Yeah, and I'll tell you, there's something about kids and grandkids that just love this song. And for my grandkids, there's also Papier Shark in there, too. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we're coming back. And remember, you're listening to Devin.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
PWL. On the Scoot of the Air calendar, on this day in 1968, Johnny Cash played two shows for the inmates at Folsom Prison in California. He had some experience being in prison, and this was a song he wrote. While Aaron Rodgers last night on Monday Night Football, the final of the wild card NFL playoff game. So Aaron Rodgers had quite a potty mouth last night, man. He was dropping the F-bomb. It was pretty easy to read his lips. Look, C.J. Stroud gave the ball away so many times. It was like he was trying to give it to the Steelers, but the Texans came back and won it 30-6. The Steelers are out. Was that Aaron Rodgers' last game? He might retire. But if he does, his last pass is a pass that was intercepted. But the way he was hugging people after the game, it seems like he might retire. And then the Steelers have lost 7 consecutive playoff games under Mike Tomlin. And there was a lot of talk before this playoff game about, well, not right before the game, but toward the end of the season, there was a lot of talk about fans wanting to replace Mike Tomlin as coach of the Steelers. If they fire Mike Tomlin and let him go, he'll get another job really, really quickly. So, we'll see what happens. But Mike Tomlin seems to be on the hot seat somewhat, but he would get another job. But, you know, he can't seem to get over the hump with the Steelers. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Metairie and Chris. You're on WWL. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Scoot, I have 2 quick points.
Okay.
One is that Louisianians have a short memory and very little knowledge of Louisiana history. The issue here today is whether the new mayor should have had the speaker she had. Well, not long ago, in 2005, we had a little event called Katrina, and we almost didn't get federal funding. And had we not had contacts in both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, your show wouldn't be on and New Orleans wouldn't exist. And that's a fact.
Well, that's not a fact, but a lot of people might believe that. But no, it's not a fact. But yeah, I agree with you about the help that we received.
We wouldn't have had federal funding. We wouldn't have been able to come back, Scoot.
Well, WWL would have still been here, Chris.
Maybe so, but the point is, it's a blessing that the mayor has contacts in both parties.
Agree.
If we have another federal emergency, she's not going to be able to get what we need with just contacts in one party.
Yeah.
The second point is, I'll make very quickly, politics is not a dirty word. Politics is how we make decisions and resolve conflict in this country. This is not Turkey, where we have an authoritarian who dictates it to us what we need.
Well, not yet.
We're a democratic society, and it's a little messy when we go through this process. But those are my 2 points. Thank you for listening.
All right, Chris, those are good points, and I appreciate your calling. Technically, we're a Democratic Republic, but we're still, we kind of use the word democracy loosely when we describe this country, and that's okay on this show. Some people want to get nitpicky and say, well, we're not really a democracy. Well, I mean, essentially we are, but we're not in a finite way, we're not a democracy. But, we can use that as a way of describing this country on this show. Chris is right about having contact with both parties, and Helena Moreno apparently does that. So why shouldn't we have that? I mean, we should. Look, I think she's going to be a good mayor, and I think it was really sad that some people today brought up Kamala Harris, the former vice president, swearing her in as part of the swearing-in ceremonies, as some kind of a political statement and a negative thing about Mayor Moreno. I think that is bringing politics to an absurd level of importance in our society. And I think Helena Moreno is going to be a very, very good mayor. You know, she has to prove that to us. But that's my feeling as we head into, you know, her. Well, she had her first full day in office today. And I love that the first thing that she did was in New Orleans East. And I have been talking about this for years on this show, about how the city has treated New Orleans East like a stepchild. Worse than that, like a redheaded stepchild. And there's nothing worse than that. Trust me. No, I really don't know that. I mean, I kind of have red hair, but I don't know that. But you can imagine. But this is good. New Orleans East is part of this city, and if we can get a few things going in New Orleans East, it's going to drive out some of the crime and make life better and improve property values in New Orleans East. So I hope all of that does happen. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 2022, Ronnie Spector of the Ronettes passed away after a battle with cancer, 78 years old. Ronnie Spector and the Ronettes. They were awesome. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back to wrap up the show on WWL. All right, so you know I was really tied up before I got into the show today, so Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin has resigned. I'll talk about that on Sports Talk. Thanks to everybody involved in the show, and thanks to you for being part of it. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.